that must be a signature copy of that particular album, one that Blondie has signed right across. The top five, the personal top five, this hour of MR Man in the Midlands, starting out at number five, Berlin, When We Make Love. At number four, Fleetwood Mac and Gypsy. Madonna at number three, and Holiday. Girls Just Want to Have Fun from the U.S. of A., Cyndi Lauper sitting in there at number two. And number one, Blondie, Heart of Glass. The personal top five of MR Man in the Midlands. If you want to write to us with your personal top five to be aired either at 11:30 or later on in the day, do so by writing to Radio Caroline, care of our New York office, 11518. That's Radio Caroline, New York, 11518. USA.
Motown in America brings you 50 certified number one hits by the Motown superstars. Here's a five record anniversary collection that'll keep you dancing.
Baby,
number one hits on five LPs or three cassette tapes, your choice, just $19.95, exclusively through Radio Caroline.
ABC, the easiest one, two, three. Nothing you can do can take me away from my God.
Easy like Sunday morning.
I'll be gone. I said upside down, you're turning me.
The Motown super hits by the Motown superstars. You can have this special anniversary collection now on five LPs or three cassette tapes for only $19.95. Here's how to order. Write to AdMail 200, London NW 95AL, and close a check or money order for $19.95 payable to Motown Offer. Major credit card holders, phone 01-200-0200. Get the rock, roll, and soul value of the season. Write to AdMail or phone 01-200-0200 today.
Thank you.
one program that keeps you informed with the music scene right across the European continent. Top Tracks, every Sunday afternoon, 3 to 6. Top Tracks, a program exclusively for you from Caroline International.
Well, let's hope that the equipment does its thing this afternoon and doesn't give any problems to Brian Allen. He's in next with you from 12 to 3. This is Susan saying so long. It's been a slice, to say the least. We'll be back tomorrow from 9 to 12.
Thank you very much indeed to Susan for the last 3 hours. Did you enjoy yourself? She did. Good. I'm glad about that. I'm glad somebody did. Live from the North Sea on 963 kHz, this is Caroline International. In Central Europe, it's 1 o'clock. In Britain and Ireland, it's 12 o'clock.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek Magazine.
Good afternoon. There's been more unrest involving police and blacks in South Africa. Police in Pretoria said tear gas and rubber bullets were used last night when blacks allegedly stoned a patrol car near Johannesburg. The continuing spate of riots in South Africa are being blamed on black grievances against government apartheid policies. Irish Prime Minister Gareth Fitzgerald and Britain's Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher plan a summit meeting over this weekend, but the times and venue are being kept secret as part of a security measure. Soviet President Chernenko has stressed that the superpowers must reduce the threat of nuclear war, but the Russian leader did say the time is not right for summit talks with the US at present. And finally, in the mountains of Beirut, the worst fighting in 3 days has broken out between militiamen and troops, claiming the life of at least one girl. For Caroline, I'm John Lewis.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek, the international news magazine.
Hampton County, I seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Driving out of Darlington County, seen when he went up to the bumper of the sacred Chris Ford.
It's 14 minutes after 12 on a Saturday afternoon. That was Bruce Springsteen, Darlington County. Before that, Big Country's Chance and Dave Edmonds from 1972, Baby, I Love You. Thank you very much indeed to Susan for the last 3 hours. Your dinner's downstairs on the kitchen table, by the way. We've left you a dog's bone.
You always won every time you play.
October of 1986. On Canada's beautiful Pacific coast. On the edge of an emerald forest, at the base of majestic mountains, a city of unparalleled beauty, is going to host one of the 20th century's most spectacular world expositions. Expo 86 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, celebrating mankind's achievements in transportation and communications. With over 40 nations, Expo 86 will be the largest world exposition in North America in a decade. If you've never visited Canada, if you've never attended a world exposition, 1986 is the time. Vancouver, Canada is the place. Expo 86. Don't miss it for the world.